Start your day with Morning Edition and wind it down with All Things Considered, only on KPBS. From global headlines to local stories, stay informed, inspired, and connected. Tune in daily or listen anytime at kpbs.org.
Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Friday, August 1st. Two brothers with a mission of delivering groceries to their neighborhood evolved into a community center. More on that next, but first, the headlines. President Trump's new round of tariffs kicked in as of 9 p.m. Pacific last night. Previously being delayed three times prior and now labeled as reciprocal tariffs, the following global trade countries will be impacted. A 15% duty has been put on South Korean imports. A 25% tariff has been placed on goods brought in from India. The president will also sign an executive order requesting a 50% tariff on Brazilian products. Mexico is set to be hit with a 30% tariff. The White House states any retaliation will be met with an even more increased rate. The San Diego Regional Chamber of Commerce released a statement saying they would like to, quote, avoid disruptions and uncertainty that is harming businesses, consumers, and working families on both sides of the border. Any residents who have dropped off or picked up a visitor at San Diego International Airport knows it's a drive that very well may come with some traffic. Well, fear not, as a new three-lane roadway that will entirely bypass Harbor Drive and drop you directly to Terminals 1 and 2 is on its way. The elevated road will be entirely free of stoplights, not only making claims at providing quicker, more direct access to the airport terminals, but is also expected to see 45,000 fewer cars per day on North Harbor Drive. A reduction of that many vehicles will affect even those not heading to the airport. The new $620 million route marks a milestone in the $3.8 billion project. The elevated departures road will be activated simultaneously with the opening of the new Terminal 1 on September 23rd. The University of California Board of Regents has cleared the way for UCSD to make some significant growth. The university has proposed to boost enrollment to 56,000 by 2040. For reference, UCSD has a current enrollment of just over 44,000 students. UCSD is one of several UC campuses that have been experiencing growth, with system-wide enrollment rising by nearly 300,000. UCSD is one of several UC campuses that have been experiencing growth, with system-wide enrollment rising by nearly 300,000. Throughout this steady growth, some neighboring residents of UCSD in La Jolla have complained about its expansion, especially regarding high-rise residential towers. But so far, there has been no large-scale pushback from officials. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need. Speaking of growth at UCSD, the university has offered admission to nearly 7,500 international first-year students. That's the highest number in 30 years. Jim Rollins oversees enrollment at UC San Diego. He says the university expects national immigration policies to impact students' decisions.
When we've seen the various things at the federal and national level, let's say, that have really increased uncertainty and any number of other emotions and thoughts that are going through students' heads, we have every reason to think that the percentage of students who will accept our offer of admission and come here is going to probably be a little lower.
International and out-of-state students pay about three times as much tuition as California residents, at about $58,000 per year. Two brothers had a mission to deliver resources to their North County communities, first with trucks and trailers, but their goal was always to establish a community center. North County reporter Tanya Thorne says that dream has now become a reality.
Lived Experiences is a nonprofit that got its start in a North County church basement and then went on the road with mobile food distribution and a custom laundry trailer filled with washers and dryers.
Before, it would have to be one day in Carlsbad, one day in Oceanside. We would have spread ourselves out thin.
Now, Lalo Ortega says those resources are being offered at a physical location in Oceanside.
People can come by, do some laundry, play some loteria, some Zumba classes. It's great.
Ortega says he and his brother Oscarín want to create a community space.
This is a lot of things that we grew up without, you know. A lot of times we didn't have food. We never had washers and dryers, mentors. These things mean a lot to us.
But funding has been tough. Grants they were expecting to receive were cut from President Trump's federal budget. They had hoped to add more computers for kids and resources for the community.
We call ourselves the richest, brokest nonprofit, you know, out there. The money that we do get is just going right back into the community.
They've got a small gym, diapers, and youth groups at their new location on North Redondo Drive in Oceanside. They are open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Tanya Thorne, KPBS News.
One South Bay city is about to get a new option for nutritious food. Reporter Jacob Ayer says it will be Imperial Beach's first community-owned grocery store.
The sign is now up outside the future location of Suncoast Market Co-op in Imperial Beach. Kim Rivero-Frank is board president with the market. She says there are limited grocery store options in the city, and she's one of many residents who shop for groceries out of town. She says Suncoast Market will help with that problem. It's owned by the community and the decisions are made locally.
People have the opportunity to join the co-op, and so it's a $200 one-time share purchase. And when the store opens, anybody can shop there, but as owners, we get special perks. So we'll have things like weekly owner coupons.
Rivero Frank says the full-service grocery store will offer locally grown produce as well as natural and organic foods. So far, there are over 1,300 community owners for the grocery store. They expect to open this fall. Jacob Ayer, KPBS News.
Rates of colon cancer are increasing dramatically, especially among people under 50. San Diego's Scripps Research and a Seattle company are looking for a better way to spot it before it spreads. SciTech reporter Thomas Fudge tells us about what could be a new and improved test.
If you're over 50, there's a good chance you've had a colonoscopy, but you're just as likely not to have had one. It's understandable because the procedure to check inside your colon for cancer is a hassle, it's expensive, and invasive.
And so what we really need is a super simple at-home sample collection test that can tell someone you're very likely to have colon polyps and you really need to go do a colonoscopy.
That's Momo Vujicic with Viome Life Sciences. They have created a tool that uses RNA sequencing and an AI program to see if your biomarkers indicate you have polyps. Polyps are precancerous bumps inside your colon. If the test is positive, you would get a colonoscopy and have them removed. Scripps Research Professor Amy Leitner says the goal is to screen more people to prevent colon cancer.
Because we know the more we screen in terms of large population level, the more we reduce the mortality from colorectal cancer.
Colorectal cancer is the third leading cause of cancer deaths in the U.S. among both men and women. Thomas Fudge, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. This podcast is hosted and produced by Lawrence K. Jackson. Contributing this week as producer was Andrew Dyer and editors Vinnie Tong and Terrence Shepard. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. Thanks for supporting local media by listening and subscribing. Have a great weekend.
KPBS On Demand is supported by Bilhaus Plumbing, Heating, and Air Restoration and Flood Services. Family-owned and operated over four decades, Bilhaus has been serving the plumbing, heating, and air, and water damage needs of the San Diego area since 1980. With their fleet of trained professionals, Bilhaus has the ability to service all major and minor plumbing and HVAC emergency needs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Bilhaus is committed to providing excellent service to their customers with transparent quotes and attention to detail on every job. Whether you're in need of an HVAC installation, plumbing, or water damage restoration in San Diego, they offer the convenience of scheduling an appointment over the phone, online, or through live chat on their website. Call 1-800-BILHAUS or visit bilhaus.com, because we know how.